Many people in Oklahoma City hope Timothy McVeigh's execution will help relatives of the victims heal their pain and help Oklahoma City heal its image. Commentator Anne DeFrange says the bombing was a tragedy, but it helped her and her fellow citizens of Oklahoma City to learn something important about themselves.
Sometime during the 1980s, some forward-thinking civic leaders wanting to promote tourism in Oklahoma City commissioned a national survey. It was to determine what image people in other states had of Oklahoma. When the results came back, the news was somewhat distressing. Oklahoma did not have a negative image. It did not have a positive image. It had no image at all. The history of Oklahoma appeared to be a pale pattern of insignificant underdog events. We came here, you know, in a land run, so that whoever could get here the fastest could have the land. We lasted out a dust bowl, but a lot of folks ran the other way to survive. We didn't like the name Oki, but we took it, and the inferiority complex that came with it. And except for some periodic oil booms and busts, and an occasional championship football season, we puttered along imageless until 1995. The bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building made Oklahoma an overnight sensation in the image category. The world watched us for days, then weeks, while we ordinary people in this ordinary place were knocked down, got back up, and pulled up the person next to us. Pretty much in public, we rescued our wounded and recovered our dead and took care of those who survived. We carried on with our lives as best we could, and we tried to reassure and comfort the rest of the country. Everybody except us was surprised at what they saw here. We were amazed at their amazement. Honestly, we thought that's how everybody behaved. We weren't playing to the image audiences. It's the way we are. It has something to do with people who run the fastest to get what they want and hold on to it the hardest. It has to do with surviving intact through a depression and a dust bowl and the annual tornadoes and a bombing. It's learned maybe from booms and busts and wins and losses and still standing up straight when it's over. The Murrah Building bombing left us with many losses and a lot of legacies we'd rather not have. But we do have a sense of self-worth that we may not have had before. We knew about it all along, but it took some outsiders to call it image. We know who we are now. We're the good guys.
The comments of Anne DeFrange, columnist for the Daily Oklahoman.